Take that, you blottle blump idiots, you maggots, you got, right? Blottle blump and MAGA assholes pin mistrial hopes on leaked verdict by professional shitposter. So the left is celebrating this because there was a Facebook post the other day and it said, my cousin's on the jury. He's going to be found guilty tomorrow. And then he was found guilty the next day. And this was on Facebook. And a bunch of people, me included, were like, okay, well, if this is real, then this is going to be a mistrial, because the fact that the whole thing's stupid, right? The whole thing, you obviously, if you're on the jury for Donald Trump's case and you're telling people that you're going to find him guilty a day before you guys finish deliberation, then clearly that's a huge problem, especially when the judge tells you to not speak about the fucking case. Anyhow, all of this aside, the left-hand side is like, oh, you guys got, you guys, you stupid fucking idiots, you pin your hopes on this. First of all, assholes, Donald Trump's polling went up. Donald Trump's fundraising has gone through the roof. His polling has gone up, right? You idiots, convicting him has helped us. It's helped us. You fucking morons. And for a group of people who got with this notion that you cut your fucking dick off and be a chick, you should ask yourself this. The judge got, right? I didn't get got, right? I'm a professional shit video maker over here, right? That, my job is to make fun of the super fucking clown world. I didn't get got. The judge got, right? The judge, this criminal fucking shithead judge, got duped by a shit poster? You don't be worried about me getting got. I was making fun of you dumb assholes, right? No. Ask yourself, in what legitimate situation does the court find this post and then issues a statement to both sides, the prosecution and the defense? The dude wrote up an entire fucking letter about this. So that judge thought this was real. The judge that is supposed to sentence my president, the judge who presided over this kangaroo fucking court nonsense over here, that judge is so fucking, if I'm an idiot for falling for it, what the fuck is this judge who had access to a whole bunch of resources to find out if this was true or not, but he couldn't figure it, him and his infinite amount of resources couldn't find out whether this was real, so he had to write a fucking letter because they had to go and fucking look into it. You think so? Over the 2 day deliberation, there was, well, actually 3 days, right? Because the first day wasn't even deliberation. They closed their case. And so you got 3 days. 3 days out of the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of posts per hour on social media. Only one person wrote something this fucking stupid. My cousin's on the jury and they're going to find him guilty. Only one person wrote that? No fucking assholes. A bunch of people wrote that. This one had enough credibility, I guess, that he had to write. This court had to issue a statement to both sides. The court got. You should be concerned about that, but you're not concerned about that because you're a bunch of illegitimate, goofball, mentally ill fuckers with daddy issues who are mutilating your own genitals. So you don't care about our institutions being undermined. So you're fine with that. You're over here, I'll take that, blah, blah, blah. Don't be worried about me. Be worried about our judicial system being fucking stupid. Be worried about a judicial system that is sentencing an ex-president. They got. No? Go fuck yourselves, weirdos. But there you go. And at the end of the day, whether there's a mistrial or there's not a mistrial, this is a bullshit persecution meant to destroy Donald Trump. It has raised his war chest funds substantially. It has increased his polling slightly. But the entire point of this was to decimate his polling. Everything's fucking backfired. What is that? That fork? Phallic victory? I can't remember what the Greeks had out there where your victory is, it's a stupid victory. Like, you've destroyed yourself in your victory. You fucking lefties over here. Everything that you've done to my man over here has backfired bigly. And you sit there and you celebrate. Well, you guys got. Okay, I got, but my dude's got more money and higher poll numbers, you fucking morons. But this is all over the place. They're celebrating this shit poster over here. So we're going to arrest this shit poster, by the way. Right? You arrested Ricky Vaughn for retweeting a meme about Hillary Clinton and voting day. Well, we're going to arrest this person. Then. We're going to arrest all of you fucking weirdos. We're going to arrest all of you. I want Donald Trump to be the tyrant that you idiots envision. I can't wait for that. But there you go. The post was a shit poster, boys. But the left is celebrating this because they're fucking stupid. Yeah. Keep celebrating this. Well, my dude breaks in more money and higher poll numbers, you fucking morons. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching this video and supporting this crazy channel. If you want to be kept up to date with these fucking idiot lefties, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.